M37 recording length 10 minutes and 48 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 37 Open Cluster M37, NGC 2099, Type F, in Arigot M37.jpg, Right Ascension 05, 52.4, H colon M, Declination plus 32, 33, Deg colon M, Distance 4.4, Cli, Visual Brightness 6.2, Mag, Apparent Dimension 24.0, Arc Min, discovered by Giovanni Battista Hondrini before 1654, although Messier 37, Million 37, and GC 2099, is the brightest of the three open clusters in southern Auriga. This cluster was missed by Legendel when he rediscovered M36 and M38 in 1749, so that it was to Charles Messier to find this one independently on September 2, 1764. Generally unknown until 1984, all three clusters had been previously recorded by Hondrini before 1654. M37 is the also the richest of the three, containing about 150 stars brighter than Mag 12.5, and perhaps a total of over 500 stars, as indicated by the fact that it has a considerable number, at least a dozen, of red giants, and that the hottest main sequence star is of spectral type B9V. This cluster is a more evolved group with an estimated age of about 300 million years. Its distance is given discordantly. Kenneth Glenn Jones gives 3,600 light-years, the Sky Catalog 2000 has 4,400 while Gurtz gives about 4,100, Mellis 4,600, and Burnham 4,700 light-years. Its apparent diameter of 24 corresponds to a linear extension of about 20 to 25 light-years. According to which distance is taken, it was classified as of Trumbler type I, 1, R or I, 2, R. Messier 37 observations and descriptions discovered by Giovanni Battista Hondrini before 1654, independently rediscovered by Charles Messier on September 2, 1764. Messier, M37, September 2, 1764 37.5 H 37 meters 01s. 84 D 15, 12, plus 32 D 11, 51, cluster of small stars, little remote from the preceding M36, above the parallel of Chi Aurigae. The stars are smaller, more close together and enclosing some nebulosity. With an ordinary telescope of 3.5 feet Florida, one has pain to see the stars. This cluster is reported on the chart of the second comet of 1771. Mimekad 1777, Diom, 9, handwritten remark in Messier's copy, seen again 6th March, 1781, Mimekad for 1771, p. 449, first Messier catalog, in the same night September 2 to 3, 1764, I have observed a second cluster of small stars which were not very distant from the preceding, near the right leg of Auriga and on the parallel of the star Chi of that constellation. The stars there are smaller than that of the preceding cluster. They are also closer to each other, and contained a nebulosity, with an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 3.5 feet. One has difficulty to see these stars, but one distinguishes them with an instrument of greater effectivity. I have determined the position for this cluster, which may have an extension of 8 to 9 minutes of arc. Its right ascension was 84 D 15, 12. And its declination 32 D 11, 51, north, p. 457, 1764.sep2, ra, 84.15.12, dec, 32.11.51.b, diom, 09, cluster of small stars, little distant from the preceding M36, and on the parallel of the star Chi Aurigae, bode, bode 13, a nebula. On November 2, 1774, I discovered in Auriga, west and below the star Theta, a new nebulous star, which, observed through the 7-foot telescope, appeared as a vivid nebulous patch, in which no stars were recognizable, of uneven shape and slightly elongated in the north-south direction. Its distance from the star Theta is 4 deg 58, and from new 4 deg 53. Mr. Legendel has discovered two new nebulous stars in Auriga. M36 and M38, which appear to the east of the previous as small clusters through telescopes. Around the new nebula there appeared many small stars in the 7-foot telescope, and chiefly it is situated in a position with the three brightest as shown in the 7th figure, where also the measured separations are shown. Caroline Herschel, October 13, 1782, observed a nebula below Phi Aurigae. This may be M37, M36, or M38. October 29, 1782, observed M37 and M13. William Herschel, Unpublished Observations of Messier's Nebulae and Clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 653, 654, 1782, November 4, is an astonishing number of small stars with 227. They are almost all of the 2NDOR third class. I see no kind of nebulosity in the spot. With 460 the whole is resolvable into stars without nebulosity. 1783, August 24, a useful, course step. It will serve to learn to see nebulae, because it contains many small stars mixed with others in various magnitudes, many of which are not to be seen without great and long attention. John Herschel, 1833, H369, H369 equals M37, Sweep 52, January 23, 1827. Ra 5841 meters 8.2s, NPD 57D30, 56, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, V fine LCL, all resolved into St. 10, 13M, it fills 1.5 field, but the straggling stars extend very far, there may be 500 stars, very fine large cluster, all resolved into stars of 10th to 13th magnitude. It fills 1.5 field, but the straggling stars extend very far. There may be 500 stars. Sweep 51, January 22, 1827, Ra 5841 meters 10.3s, NPD 57D29, 54, 1830.0, Splendid CL Street 11, 15M, no unresolved neb, P comp but not MBM, fills field. Splendid cluster of stars of 11th to 15th magnitude. No unresolved nebulosity. Pretty compressed but not much brighter toward the middle. Fills field. Sweep 56. January 27, 1827. Ra 5841 meters 10.8s. NPD 57D30. 20. 1830.0. Irregular. Not very rich. Fills field. Smythe. CCXXX230, M37, CCXXX37,000,000 Aurigae, R5841 meters 46s, Dec N32D30.1 mean epoch of observation, 1836.79 October 1836, position 357D.0, W1, distance 25.0, W1, a double star in a cluster in front of Aurigae's left shin, A and B, both 10th magnitude, and pale yellow, a magnificent object, the whole field being strewed as it were with sparkling gold dust, and the group is resolvable into about 500 stars, from the 10th to the 14th magnitudes, besides the outliers. It was found and fixed by Messier in 1764, who described it as a mass of small stars, much enveloped in nebulous matter. This nebulous matter, however, yields to my telescope, and resolves into infinitely minute points of lucid light, among the distinct little individuals. It is immediately preceded on the parallel by another small double star, and is about half a degree northeast of 225 PV, whose alineation is already described no CCXXVIII, 228, in Smythe's list. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 1295, GC 1295 equals H369 equals M37, Ra 5843 meters 7.5s, NPD 57D29, 38.3, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, right, PCM, St. LNS 8 observations by W. N. J. Herschel. Cluster. Rich. pretty compressed toward the middle. Large and small, bright and faint. Stars. Dryer. NGC 2099. NGC 2099 equals GC 1295 equals H369. M37. Ra 5 843 meters 8. NPD 57D 29.6. 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. CL. Right. PCM. St. LNS. Equals M37 cluster. Rich. Pretty compressed toward the middle. Large and small, bright and faint. Stars. Remark. Figure in OLOS 8 and CXV. Content car as EFSEDS. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space. Accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.